he's intelligent and quite slimy in the way he manipulates to his gain. And his gain would be, you know, to seal the deal, as he put it in one of the first episodes, with whoever the girl may be. And yeah, you know, that's a side which is a little bit risky and a little bit dangerous, but I think that's part of the appeal.
Do you think he's got any redeeming qualities?
I think so. I think, see, this thing about loyalty, you know, I think they try to make every one of the characters loyal to each other, despite the tiffs they may have. So I guess you can pick on that, but. You know, there have been times where, you know, what kind of loyalty, you know, what would you consider his loyalty? Because, you know, he basically cheated on his friend Nate by having sex with Nate's girlfriend at the time, Blair. But then, you know, you see it's actually something that's that feels like it's almost meant to be. It's something true. So, can you really hold a grudge against him for that? And I guess he goes after what he wants. You know, sometimes it's not good things. You know, sometimes it's to someone else's demise or something. But you know, he's still got a long way to go before he's surefire a nice guy.
Would you be friends with him in real life?
I think we'd be associates, definitely.
You wouldn't let him anywhere near a girlfriend, basically.
Ugh. I don't know.
It's set in this very privileged Upper East Side world. Do you think it portrays that world well?
I think it's a heightened sense of reality. You know, I'm not from there, so my take on it is, you know, it's not too great. I don't know too much about it, you know, for real. I mean, I have friends now after living in the city for 2 years who are from this and who went to these schools like Dalston and all the other schools and Collegiate and things like that that are kind of what we're taking off. And so they've been, like, telling me and telling the rest of the castmates that, you know, we're getting it pretty bang on. And I think some of the writers actually went to these schools in New York, so they're writing from experience, perhaps. Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's relatively accurate, but as I say, it's a heightened sense of reality. I think what is accurate is the emotions that are dealt with and the relationships that are often portrayed. You know, there's a lot of issues dealing with the families and dealing with girlfriends and boyfriends which are not too alien to any of us.